And, well, the narrative continued in the early stages tonight. Top of the first inning, Eric Gonzalez leads things off with a double, scoring after a pair of groundouts. 1-0 Columbus through one. Then, with one out in the second, Michael Choice stepped up versus David Buchanan.
Back in the windup, the Georgian delivers, and it swung on and pegged high in the air, right field deep. Hunter back, Hunter at the track, Hunter looking up, forget about it, into the Bud Light trough. Michael Choice hits his second home run in as many games of the series. An opposite field home run is fifth of the year, and it is 2-0 Clippers.
Choice homered in that Monday win, his last start. So, more to come from the Clippers in the third. Yandy Diaz, a leadoff hit, steals second, advances to third on an errant throw by catcher Andrew Knapp. Two batters later, Adam Moore.
Infield in, and the 3-1 pitch swung on and slugged into left, a base hit heading for the left field corner. It's 3-0 Columbus on the RBI double for Moore. He will end up standing at second with a one-out double. And the Clippers have scored in every inning to extend their lead to 3.
And there was even more to come next inning. Top four, Joey Butler, a solo homer. Then in the sixth, Ronnie Rodriguez scores on a wild pitch after a one-out single. That the inning Buchanan was chased. Base runners through each of the first six innings for Columbus. Runs in five of the first six innings. Clippers ahead 5-0 through 5.5. On the other end, Mike Clevinger dealing for Columbus. Just 3 hits allowed through his first 5 scoreless innings, extending a Lehigh Valley scoreless drought to 16 innings. That, of course, until the bottom of the sixth.
Runners off first and second, and the 1-0 swung on and lined into right for a base hit. The runner's going to be waved around. Here comes the throw. It's cut off, and the Pigs are on the board. Scoreless drought over. It's a 5-1 game as Williams picks up his 37th RBI.
That the third straight hit of the inning by the Pigs. Taylor Featherston scored. He's the one who started the rally. Life for Lehigh Valley, but the Pigs strand 2 that inning. Clevinger exits after 6 with a 5-1 lead. Versus the pen now. Pigs threaten again when the top of the batting order comes up again in the bottom of the 8th inning.
Burris off second after his leadoff double. The pitch swung on and shot the other way. It is a face hit through the hole. Burris will be sent around from third. The throw comes through, and it will be late. Burris slides in well ahead of the eventual catch by Moore. And Nick Williams against the lefty has come through. He's got both RBIs tonight, and the Pigs have made it a 5-2 game.
But, of course, Lehigh Valley strands 2 again. Newly named All-Star Andrew Knapp strikes out to end the inning. Knapp, in that moment, represented the tying run. So we go to the ninth, Pigs trailing by 3, but still in what most coaches would call striking distance.
Pigs hoping to keep it alive. They have Featherston on deck, representing a tying run should he get up. Burris down in the hole, nothing in 2. Here's the pitch by Adams, and a swing and a missed strike 3. Got him on a hook in the dirt, tag is applied by Moore, and Columbus has come to Allentown and swept the Pigs in a 3-game series. They won this one by the final of 5-2.
Just the second time this year, Lehigh Valley is swept in a series of 3 games or more. Columbus takes the season series 6-1.